Josh Sitton, he was excused from today's practice and in meetings.
Mike, is there anything new on Michael Finley on that whole deal?
You know, I really don't have any injury updates for you. Last time I talked on Jermichael, nothing's really changed from the communication that was given to me back then.
Mike, what's your early impression of Jeff Janis?
Jeff Janis, big athlete. Just everything we thought coming out of the draft. I thought he did a heck of a job on kickoff return today. So you can see, very explosive. It's a new system for him. Just what we're asking them to do. You know, he's part of a very competitive group, part of a very good classroom. So it's a young man that's getting better and better each day in his time here so far.
How's Clay coming along?
Clay's coming along. He's still part of the group that's not practicing. Yeah, I don't think it helps any player to miss a whole offseason. I mean, it's, I talked about it last week with the staff. I told the team about it again today. And, our coaching staff took a different approach. You know, you're accustomed to being a 15-week program. Obviously, we've been a 9-week program here for going on year four. But to get all that work done, because, nothing changes. I mean, you have a season to get ready for. You know, you have this much work. And to do it all in a 9-week period, and for a player to miss all of it, it's not a good situation to be in. So, I think any of the players that did not take advantage of this 9-week opportunity, or due to injury, it's definitely something that they're going to have to work harder to catch up once training camp starts. I mean, he's injured, so.
Did get Brandon Bostic back. I mean, what have you seen out of him, and what's that jump you want to see out of him 3 years in now?
Well, Brandon's got to be a consistent player on offense. I thought he did some really good things on special teams. I mean, his body type is definitely a challenge for the opponent, and some of the things that he's able to do, particularly his ability to get down the field and coverage. And so I think he definitely took a step last year there, and I'd like to see him do the same. I thought he came on strong right before his injury. Playing tight end. I thought he did some good things in the blocking. It's like a number of players on our football team, and really the things that have been our biggest challenge the last 2 years, availability needs to be at a premium. And that's something that we all are in tune with. We've looked at every inch of our program, and, so there's a focus. And Brandon is someone that, when he's out there every day, he gets better. He's a talented, talented football player.
Mike, you have a lot of numbers at tight end without Finley. Do you have a feel for how much ability level you have at that position going forward?
Well, I think, like a lot of times this year, you get excited about your new players. I think that's a normal process that, the coaching staff, the personnel department, the veterans that everybody goes through, and it's you're able to see the athletic ability, the strength, the balance. Do they belong? I think that's definitely the case in the tight end group. I've been very pleased with the variations that each new guy gives us, but also tight ends, linebackers, and fullback, that whole group. You get a better idea once you put the pads on in training camp.
Does Rodgers, do you see anything special with Richard Rodgers?
Richard Rodgers, I think, has had a very good spring. There hadn't been too many days that we have not walked off the film and viewed off the field and viewed the film and felt very good about the things that he's doing. The game's very natural to him. He's obviously learning to do some new things just with the responsibility that we have at tight end, moving them around, inside, outside, backfield, on the line, so forth. So I've been very pleased with what Richard's done so far.
We saw Harris return some today. What do you foresee his role being this year?
Well, I want DeJuan Harris to, you know, to be the best running back that he can be and be the best special teams player that he can be. He's, you know, this is something a little new to him, the return game, so he's been spending a lot of extra time catching balls after practice and so forth. He, you know, he has that unique ability, you know, his size and strength and explosiveness. I think he makes him unique as a potential returner.
Having grown up in Pittsburgh, what did you admire most about Chuck Noll?
Oh, Chuck Noll, his toughness, consistency. I mean, obviously, as a young man, I mean, everybody looked up to him. I think he clearly gave direction to the great Steeler teams of the 70s. If there's ever someone I would like to emulate, it would definitely have been Chuck Noll. So, obviously, a big fan as a kid, and after getting in the coaching profession, I really appreciated him a lot more. You know, his approach, his style, his humility. You know, he just seemed like a very consistent, tough, driven champion.
Did you ever get to talk to him?
Yeah. No, I never met Coach Noll.
You got a pretty good cornerback crew, even without Casey, but just what does it mean to have Hayward back when he had the interception today?
I mean, Casey's made plays all spring. I mean, I, you know, anytime Casey Hayward's on the field, you feel his presence. He's very competitive, very instinctive, exceptional athlete, you know, ball skills to put him on offense. So he's Casey's, you know, kind of, I thought he eased into it a little bit there the first week of OTAs, but the last couple weeks he's been making a lot of plays out there.
Mike, you mentioned being excited about new guys. How excited do you get about second-year guys? You always talk about that jump. A guy like Micah Hyde who contributed mm-hmm. a lot, a guy like Bakhtiari who played so much. How excited do you get about getting something good out of them as rookies and now, you know, kind of just kind of?
Well, really, the second-year players that you were usually talking about are guys that really didn't do a whole lot in year one that you know, obviously you look to make that jump. So I think when David and Micah, their production in year one's exciting. I think really the biggest challenge for those two guys is, you know, the opponents now know about them. They have video on David. There's obviously video on Micah, whether it's, you know, playing defensive back or as a returner. So, you know, their biggest challenge is going to be that they're now a known commodity, and that's, you know, that's actually probably the third step that the young player has to take.
How's the less scheme, more personnel plan?
Say it again.
How's that less scheme, more personnel plan going? You were referring to at the beginning.
It's going good. I mean, it's, you know, it's if you can tell a difference in our volume, then God bless you. But I mean, we're where we need to be right now. So I feel very good about our defense. Talked about it today in the team meeting. We have never been this far as the mental consistency, and it has a lot to do with what we were able to get done in phase two, and just I think the volume probably helped, but our defense as far as the communication and the clearness of getting in and out of these different personnel groups, this is as good as it's been in my memory.
Like, we've heard Aaron talk a little bit about, you know, what he learned last year, missing a lot of games from injury. Have you seen a different Aaron Rodgers at all, mentality ahead, anything like that?
Oh, I think Aaron's had probably his best spring. I mean, if I'm going to sit back and trying to rank him, you know, I'll probably say the same thing next year. But I think he's in great shape. You know, we changed a lot of things to make things easier for some of the other players, the newer players coming in on offense. And I don't think people realize when you're in year 10, particularly year 9 of an offense, you know, the biggest change was for Aaron. So, I mean, but it was the best thing for the group. So he had a little more studying to do this year probably than prior years. So I think he's handled that very well. The statistics of his ball efficiency and the emphasis of what we're trying to improve on, not only from his individual work and with the running backs and the tight ends, it has been excellent. So I think Aaron's in a great place and has had a very, very, very exceptional spring.
Did he welcome that extra study work? I mean, some guys at this time, they might get kind of bored. Maybe that helped keep him engaged.
Well, at the end of the day, Lori, our coaches are just a bunch of salesmen, so I guess it was a good sales job. No, Aaron understands. I mean, no one knows our offense better than Aaron Rodgers. Clearly understands why we make change or adjustments where we're emphasizing because, you know, frankly, he's driving this machine. And so it's not only better for the rest of our offense, I mean, it's obviously better for him too. So, yeah, he definitely welcomed all the adjustments.
So how do you feel your offense has responded with some of all these younger players you have out there? And how much is it a difference a year later having Flynn and Tolsey in there to run?
Well, I think everything that's been talked about in the past, I mean, the most important thing for what we went through is the challenge at the quarterback position is, you know, we'll have all of our quarterbacks playing in games. You know, and hopefully Aaron will play in all of them, you know, all the games. But, you know, to play that many games and have that many snaps with quarterbacks that were not part of the offseason program, man, that's a challenge. So, I think we avoided that situation. The new guys have adjusted very well. I think you can see that the competition is really heated up here. Probably the last three or four practices, I think guys are, you know, which is very natural. I think the veterans are seeing these young guys of who's got what, and you know, you tell them to never count the numbers, but you know they do, and it's going to be a very competitive training camp.
Going back to the defense, just you know, when you said to us that you were setting the vision with the less scheme and more personnel groups, did you kind of finally say, like, Dom's got a ton of great defenses, but if we're always going to be as young as we are, we need to kind of simplify things? Was that your thought process?
Really, the biggest, I mean, it's a number, you know, I don't think you ever make a big change, and this really wasn't that big of a change, I think, than what's been made of it. But, I mean, we have two very strong outlining issues. You know, we're always going to be young, not issues, challenges. Our availability hasn't been what it needs to be the last 2 years. So, you know, you can't keep sitting here talking about, well, hey, shoot, we had injuries again, and you know, it just didn't quite work out. So, not that I'm saying that we're preparing that way. We're preparing if we have 26 defensive players that hell, all 26 of them need to be prepared to contribute, and we could maybe tailor it better to their. You know, to their abilities. Now, there's a lot of projection that goes into that, and frankly, I think the coaching staff has done a phenomenal job. I mean, there's been a lot of long nights back in February, March that put us in position to teach us offensive scheme, defensive scheme, and special teams from day one. So, you know, our players are able to get through all the installation two times. So, and we haven't been able to do that in this new CBA program. So that's why, once again, I feel very, very good about where we are for the amount of work that we were able to get done and the quality of work.
And is that why you're ending those teaching periods at the end of these practices?
Well, you know, it's all part of it. You know, I tried a couple different 5-3 practice formats I wanted to hit. I was able to get through them in the first 2 weeks. I've actually settled in on the one that we'll use. We used the last 2 weeks, and that'll carry over into training camp and into the regular season. So just trying to get better all the time, whether it's scheduling, how you train your football team. So that's really the key to why we shifted the periods the way we did in practice.